Brian Koberger admits murders of Idaho students in deal to avoid death penalty, date modified colon 2025-07-02T18:21:03.962Z, description colon Brian Koberger, a former criminology student, is set to receive a life sentence for the 2022 murders in a case that shocked America. Man admits murders of four Idaho students in deal to avoid death penalty, 14 minutes ago, save, Ali Abbas Ahmadi BBC News, save, INS Tiagram, Madison Mogan, L., and Zana Kernadal, a 30-year-old man has admitted to murdering four roommates in a small Idaho college town in 2022, as part of a plea deal to avoid the death penalty. Brian Koberger, who was a PhD criminology student, was set to stand trial in August over the attacks that shocked America. During a hearing on Wednesday, Judge Stephen Hippler read the details of the agreement, including that Koberger waived his right to appeal the case or ask for leniency. Kylie Goncalves, Ethan Chapin, Zana Kernadal, and Madison Mogan were killed in their off-campus home in the city of Moscow, in November 2022. Are you pleading guilty because you are guilty? Judge Hippler asked the defendant. Yes, Koberger replied. Before beginning proceedings, the judge stated that his office had received numerous messages and voicemails from members of the public that sought to influence my decision-making. He said he had not read or listened to any of the messages, and urged people to stop sending them. The judge then read out the charges against Koberger, one count of burglary, which carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison, and four counts of first-degree murder, which each carry a maximum sentence of life in prison. He pleaded guilty to all the charges. Judge Hippler said he will formally be sentenced on July 23. It's expected he will spend the rest of his life behind bars, Reuters, Brian Koberger in court on Wednesday. Some in the courtroom appeared to tear up as the names of the victims were read out. Koberger did not show any emotion, including when he admitted to killing the four victims. The brutal nature of the murders, the age of the victims and the suspect's background in criminology sparked intense public interest in the case. The plea deal has divided the families of the victims. Outside court, the father of Kylie Goncalves, Steve, said he felt pretty let down. He said the state made a deal with the devil. The family wanted a full confession, including details about the location of the murder weapon and confirmation the defendant acted alone. However, Madison Mogan's father, Ben, told the BBC's U.S. partner CBS he was relieved at the outcome. If you get that quick death sentence, you don't have to spend decades thinking about how terrible you made the world, he said before the hearing. Koberger, who was a student at nearby Washington State University, was charged in January 2023. He had to this point maintained his innocence, and prosecutors did not state a motive. It's not believed he knew the victims personally. Watch, we can now figure out how to go on without the kids, says father of Madison Mogan. The defendant was arrested at his Pennsylvania family home weeks following the stabbings, after investigators said they found DNA evidence on a leather knife sheath at the crime scene. He was indicted by a grand jury in May 2023. Court documents revealed police recovered a knife, a Glock pistol, black gloves, a black hat and a black face mask during a search of Koberger's family home. His defense team questioned the accuracy of the DNA evidence and succeeded in its bid to move the trial location, after arguing their client would not receive a fair hearing from local jurors. But they had failed to remove the death penalty as a sentencing option, after citing an autism diagnosis for Koberger. Idaho is one of 27 U.S. states that allows for capital punishment, but there have been no executions since 2012, according to a database by the Death Penalty Information Center. I'm freaking out. Text messages show housemates panic during Idaho students' murders, Idaho, United States.